Father, in the name of Jesus, well, I thank you, Lord, for everyone that's in the room here today, at this moment, and those that may be listening later on. I thank you because you have given us one name, hallelujah, by which we must be saved. And one name that is higher than every other name of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things anywhere. God has highly exalted the name of Jesus, that at his name every knee shall bow and every mouth, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. I command the power that is in the name of Jesus to make your situation bow. Hallelujah. Bow before the Lord. Every situation that's represented in this room today, bow before the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We command his name be highly exalted in your life, in my life, in the lives of everyone that is here. His name is a banner over us. Whoo! Glory to God. The righteous, we run into that name and we are saved. Demons tremble at the sound of that name. Glory to God. The name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Whatsoever ye do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the name. That's where all the power lies. Unified. The Godhead unified in Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Welcome, everyone, to another hour of power. Well, you know, I'm going to be reading through a psalm this morning, talking about that men, oh, that men should praise the Lord. We've been covering a lot of subjects over the last few weeks. Today, I want to take time out. You know, if you missed any part of the Ignite series, we invite you to go back. Thank God for the lessons are on replay. I have checked them all out. They are there. Go back and listen to those Ignite series. They will most certainly bless your heart. You know, and as we are going through this lesson today, if there's anyone you don't see that ought to be here, share the room and invite others in. But I want to read through Psalm 107 today. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Now, that's our lesson today. You know, Jesus, you know, he met 10 lepers, by the way, one day. And he said unto them, go thy way. And every time Jesus says that, incredible things happen. Go thy way. You know, and go show yourself, he said, you know, because in the day, you know, Jesus was just trying to follow their, you know, their Jewish custom there. It says, well, you know, those lepers have to show themselves to the priests, you know, that will determine whether they are cleansed and so forth. But as they went, they found that their skin just came back. My goodness, just picture that. The word was all that Jesus said. You know, he didn't even lay hands on them. He didn't even do any such drama. He just said, look, go. Hallelujah. And as they went, their skin came back anew. And when they saw that, they went away shouting and just elated. But one of them recognized, I gotta go back and give the praise to the Lord. And he turned out that he was a Samaritan. And he returned and with a loud voice, he gave glory to God. And Jesus said, wow, were there not 10 that were healed? Where then are the remaining 9? There be not found those that return to give glory to God, but this stranger. Therefore he turned around to the man and said, go your way one more time, you know, and be made every whit whole. Hallelujah. Because you return to give the glory to God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this man returned with a loud voice, gave glory to God. You know, many times we know how to shout and to pray with a loud voice and scream as if God is deaf when we are praying for God to do something. Especially, you know, I mean, you just need to listen to people who really know how to get a hold of God when they are praying for their loved ones or their children and see the fire that is going to come out of their prayers. You know, and we cry, we call upon the Lord, we call down the heavens, we call down the fire, we do all kinds of things. And you know, we get all walked up. God's not deaf. We don't need to shout. He heard you the first time. Even before you prayed, he heard you. While the word was in your mouth, he already knew what you were going to say, even before you said it. But we get all walked up when we're asking of God to do something for us, and which is all right. That's okay. Jesus himself, you know, one time he prayed until blood was coming out of his forehead. So that's all good. But what happens after the Lord does that thing? Do we return and give God the glory with the same passion that we were praying when we were asking him for something? I mean, especially when the life is on the line. I mean, you know, when it's a matter of life and death, you know, come and see those prayer warriors, get on, get it on with the heavens, and they can really pull down some power. That's right. And, you know, God enjoys that too. He wants people that have faith and have power with God. But what happens after that the Lord gives the victory? Do you come back and give the Lord the praise with the same passion and the same excitement, you know, that you had while you were asking God for the thing? The story that best illustrates that, and I've alluded to this story or even told it many times on this platform, Jehoshaphat. The story in 2 Chronicles 20. And they had this experience that God went before them to fight for them in the wilderness of Tekoa. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, "You tomorrow you go down against them. Worry about the children of Hammon or Mount Seir, or any of those people that come out against you. Don't worry about it. You know, tomorrow you go down against them and the Lord will fight for you." And of course, we know the story. The Lord did fight for them. He praised the beauty of holiness even before that. The Lord did go before them and fought for them and vanquished their enemies for them. But see, the man who ordered the praises of the Lord and put them ahead of the battle, and he got the victory, he also showed us a good example of what to do after the battle as well. So let's pick up this story in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And the Lord had told them that, look, the Lord will fight for you. You know, tomorrow, he said, go down against them. You'll find them by the cliff of Ziz and at the end of the brook. And you'll find them in the wilderness of Jeruel, you know, also called the wilderness of Tekoa. Because in verse 20, "And they rose early in the morning," 2 Chronicles 20:20. "And they went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went, Jehoshaphat, he stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall ye prosper.' And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness. And he put them in front of the army and commanded them to say, 'Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever.' And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, came up against Judah. and they were smitten. First, Ammon and Moab, you know, colluded together against Mount Seir and destroyed Mount Seir. And when they finished, they turned and destroyed one another as well. And by the end of the day, when they looked in verse 24, they looked and there were dead bodies everywhere. None of them had escaped. And so Jehoshaphat and his people came, took away the spoil. They found in abundance both riches, jewels, precious things. They gathered the spoil. They went away 3 days. They were gathering the spoil, for it was so much. Now, after that was all done, let's see what Jehoshaphat did. See, on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Berakah, for there they blessed the Lord. Huh? Glory to God. Therefore, the name of the place was called until this day, the Valley of Berakah. Most people, when they are in their wilderness of Tekoa, and the Lord gives them the victory, they forget the Valley of Berakah, which comes afterwards. But this man, yeah, he didn't forget. He called forth every man. He went in front of them. The Bible says in verse 27, they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem, Jehoshaphat being in the front of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries. Now, this man knew how to do psalteries and harp and was praising the Lord before the battle, but he also knew how to do it after the battle. Hallelujah. They came with trumpets, with psalteries, with harps and trumpets and all these things to the house of the Lord. Glory to God. Because the Lord had fought for them. And so the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for the Lord his God had given him rest roundabout. Glory to God. Now, this is the lesson, that men would praise the Lord for the victories that God has wrought for you. And we ought to come back with a loud voice and shout and praise the Lord. You know, the psalmist used to say, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. You know, clap your hands, oh ye people. You know, he used to command the people. You know, we wanted some excitement, you know. Lift up your voice, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, oh ye people. Rejoice in the Lord and rejoice and sing praise. And you say all these things. Now, Jehoshaphat, he commanded the praises before the battle, but he also commanded and led the charge of the praisers even after the battle. Now, let's read Psalm 107. This is going to be my scripture reading today. Psalm 107, we're going to read through it and just bless the name of the Lord. And get ready with your own testimonies as well. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Are there any redeemed of the Lord in the house? Then let them say so. Put a shout out in the chat room. Tell the Lord that he is good. Say it. Put it out there and say, the mercy of the Lord endureth forever. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Type it into the chat room. Give a shout out to the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord hath redeemed you from the hand of the enemy. If there's anyone here today that the Lord has redeemed you from the land of the enemy, that he has redeemed you from the power of sickness and death, if the Lord has redeemed you from any such thing, if the Lord has remembered your low estate, then praise his name here this morning. Listen to the story as they wrote it, as the psalmist wrote it, concerning the children of Israel. The Lord gathered them out of the lands, he said, from the east, from the west, the north, and the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. They were hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord, in their trouble, and he delivered them out of all their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness. He's going to say that in about three different verses in this psalm. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness. He lamented in his soul because he looked around and he saw that people don't really praise the Lord that they should, especially after the Lord done great things for them. And he said, look, oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. What are some of those things? For he satisfied their longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. Even such as sit in darkness and even in the shadow of death. Well, did the Lord deliver you from the handwriting of death? Oh, absolutely. It's time to praise the Lord. You know, many people were bound in affliction and iron, he said. Well, because, you know, they had rebelled against the words of the Lord and they rejected the counsel of the Most High. So he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, there was none to help. But when they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, he saved them out of their distresses. That's so beautiful. He said that many times also in this place. He brought them out of darkness. Ha! And he brought them out of the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder. The heavy burdens, the bands that the Assyrian, the Egyptian, and everyone had laid in upon them, the Lord broke those in pieces. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he had broken the gates of brass. Hallelujah. And he had cut the bars of iron in sunder. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. I'm reading that again. For his goodness and for his wonderful works. For he had broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Now fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw nigh unto the gates of death. But when they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, he saved them out of their distresses. That's the third time he's saying that. He sent his word also. Has God sent his word and healed you? Then you ought to shout the glory of God. You know, I will not be silent as long as I live. This is my worship and this is my praise. I'm going to shout the glory of God because he sent his word and healed. In my family, he sent his word and healed. You know, every time we looked unto him, our eyes were enlightened. Huh? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He saved us from our distresses. He sent his word and healed us. He delivered us from our destructions. Oh, he says again, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Even in this room today, bring your thanksgiving unto the Lord and declare his works with rejoicing. You know, they that go down to the ships, you know, and do their business in great waters, they see the works of the Lord, the wonders of God in the deeps. For the Lord commanded and raised the stormy wind and lifted up the waves thereof. Those waves mount up to the heavens, but then they go down again to the depths. You know, and the people look, their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro, you know, when they are in the ships and so forth. Like, stagger like a drunken man. And at their wits' end. But when they cry unto the Lord, he saved them out of their distress. He brought them out again out of their disaster. And calmeth the storm. He maketh the storm a calm. Are there some storms that raise their ugly heads in your life? Has the Lord made those storms a calm? Then you ought to praise the Lord. Has he caused a stillness to the waves? You know, so the waves thereof are still. Has the Lord done that? Well, then we ought to praise the Lord. And then, you know, if you are still in those storms, I'm going to pray over the room today when I finish this, and I'm going to cause the glory of God, ask the glory of God, move upon all the storms in your life. and bring a calmness. Glory to God. Then, see, they are glad now, because the Lord gave them quietness. And he brought unto their desired haven. And again, he says, oh, that men would praise the Lord. That's about the fourth or fifth time that he's saying that. For his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. For the Lord turned rivers into a wilderness. He can do that. You know, he can also turn wilderness into rivers. He turned the water springs to dry ground. A fruitful land can turn into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. Wickedness is a thing that can dry up the goodness of the Lord real fast. Can turn, you know, but also he can turn the wilderness into standing water. He can also turn the dry grounds into water springs when the people turn their hearts unto the Lord. You know, he can make the hungry to dwell and prepare them a city for habitation. Sow the fields, plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. The Lord will bless them also, so that they are multiplied greatly. And he did that for the children of Israel, and suffered not their cattle to decrease. Again, well, they were brought down and low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow, especially every time they departed from the Lord. And he poured contempt upon princes. Everyone that tried to oppress them, the Lord fought for them. And when they came out, though, they did wander in the wilderness. There was no way. Yet the Lord, he set at the poor on high from affliction. He maketh him to set, you know, in families like a flood. Bible says the Lord, you know, maketh, you know, the desolate. He set them in families. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. You know, the mouth of iniquity is called a peeping and muttering spirit. They are always coming after you to say, where is your God? And these things and so forth. But the Bible says here that God will stop the mouth of iniquity. Hallelujah. Now, whosoever is wise and shall observe these things. What are these things? Well, in praising the beauty of holiness, especially after great victories, you know, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Isn't there a song that we sing like that? Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, to the children of men, for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, to the children of men. He has opened the gates of wrath and cut the iron in sunder. He has broken the gates of wrath and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Why did he lament like that? Because he looked around and saw that people enjoy the goodness of the Lord, but they don't return the praises to him in kind like they should. And it troubled his heart. It troubled his soul. He said, oh, that man would praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, that people would praise the Lord. You know, Psalm 67, he said, let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. Hallelujah. He was always, you know, wanting the people to praise the Lord. He would say, praise the Lord. Let all that had breath praise the Lord. I mean, he was always wanting the people to praise the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, We don't need anyone to tell us to praise the Lord. Your soul that was downcast, that is now had a lifting up, ought to tell you to praise the Lord. Every time God gave you victory, when you were in distress and you called upon the name of the Lord and he gave you victory, then you ought to shout. Glory to God, the praises of God. Don't be silent. You cannot be silent. You know, this has got to be your worship, got to be your praise in giving glory to God. You know, we want the people to praise the Lord. You know, today I want you to give some praise to the Lord, and I am going to pray over the room. Hallelujah. You know, when we give praises to God for what he has already done, enter this way into God's presence. Hallelujah. Praise him for what he has already done. And you, when you come in like that and you praise him, my goodness. Wow. If you learned how to praise the Lord like that, the power to move any object is at your bidding. Hallelujah. There's a song we sing like that also says, praise him for what he has already done. Enter this way into God's presence. The power to move any object is at the bidding of those who have learned the secret of praise. If you know the secret of praise, you can move any object. Hallelujah. And God's already moved objects for us. God has already moved heaven and earth on your behalf. God has already taken the handwriting of ordinances. God has taken the voice of the peeping spirits. God has blinded the eyes of those that are looking. Hallelujah. God has turned them backwards. Glory to God. So we ought to shout and praise the Lord. I want to invite people, come on to the stage and give a shout out to the Lord for what he's done for you this week, last week, over the last few weeks, testimonies, things that God has done. Let's give him some praise. And then I'm going to pray over the room today. Hallelujah. Don't go away. I'm going to pray for everyone. But first, I want you to give the praise to the Lord. And God has been doing incredible things for us, you know, even in the lessons, the things that he has been showing us in this room day after day, day after day, you know, and God has been amazing. I mean, we closed out, you know, the convocation week, powerful things that the Lord did. We went into the Ignite series, powerful things that the Lord did. Well, you got testimony. Don't let the devil steal your testimony. You know, don't be silent. Come on up and give some shout out to the Lord.